welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love to come to this end. And all the listeners who listen to us on Make Your Day Count know, should memorize this. And rejoice how in the Lord. This is a day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And now we're going to tell you, make sure you're rejoicing in the Lord. Not rejoice in your work or any other thing, but rejoice in the Lord because God is good. Oh, I know I have hundreds of you who are listening this morning can raise your hand and say, God is good, and he's good unto me all the time. Dad, he's good unto me. Amen on this Tuesday morning. Take it, Pastor Dad.
Faith that endures. So faith is tested before it's rewarded. Oh, we don't like that. We want the reward right away. But faith is tested before it is rewarded. Just like other achievements and other thresholds in life, there's tests. You're tested
before you get it wrong.
Yeah, you can't. You don't get a degree without being tested, without taking a test. You don't get a certification or a credential without taking a test. What does the test ensure? That you're able to operate under the credential.
Yes.
That you have the information that's needed. You're able to navigate. You're able to move forward. You're able to be trusted with the task at hand. And so you're taking the test to see if you got it or not. And Pastor Hees told about one of his instructors that the percentage you get on the test, that's how much you learn. So if you get a 70 on the test, then you at 70% of the information.
Yes.
So we have to be.
So don't complain. That's what you know.
We want to get full assurance.
Yeah.
We want to be ready when opportunities come. You know, we have preparation, you have opportunity, and they must come together in order to bring elevation, to bring advancement. If you do a whole bunch of preparation and there's no opportunity, there won't be any advancement. If you're not prepared and an opportunity comes, there's no advancement. So they worketh together. So faith that is tested is rewarded. So how is it tested? How is it strengthened? By exercising it.
Yes.
How do we exercise? We do. We begin to operate by faith and we go in that direction. It would be unreasonable to think that our physical body is going to transform into this athletic lifestyle if we don't ever do anything. If we don't begin, you know, you can't run 5 miles if you can't run 1 mile. You can't do 10 push-ups if you can't do one push-up. So as we exercise our physical body, that's the same way we're to be exercising in the spirit, to be exercising our faith so that we can grow into this great faith, this rewarding faith.
Okay, then you find the example, God tested Abraham. After these, God tested Abraham. While you're looking up that, I'm going to bring this point out. God allow tests not to destroy our faith. God allow tests not to destroy our faith, but to strengthen it. God allowed the test to come, not to destroy our faith now, but to strengthen it. And just as gold is refined by fire, our faith is refined through trial. Does somebody get that this morning? On this Tuesday morning, somebody wake up to know this. God is not giving us trials or testing in our life to destroy our faith, but it comes to strengthen our faith. And we can go back to the father of faith, which is called Abraham, right? And there's a story with him and his son. You find it, Diane?
Genesis chapter 22.
Yeah.
Now, it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. So it was test day.
Yeah.
Verse 2.
Yeah.
Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
So here we go. Mondavi says, I will obey God when it is difficult. I will obey God when it is difficult. Tuesday, now we are saying to you, and this is our point or takeaway on this Tuesday morning, that God does not allow tests to come into our life to destroy us, but to strengthen our faith. To strengthen our faith. Now, Abraham has to obey God in this difficult situation. Says, now, Abraham, and it's a test. And in order for Abraham to come out and be rewarded, he has to obey God. He has to do what God is saying and just trust God. So here are the 3 points we give you on Monday morning. We gave you 3 points yesterday. I will trust God when I don't understand. How are you going to understand that, Pastor Dan? You just get your son, you wait so long, and now you say, go kill him. And you have to trust God. So I'm telling someone out there this morning that you and I must trust God in situation that we can't reason out, we don't understand. We must obey God when it is difficult, in the difficult time. Go ahead.
In verse 14 of Genesis chapter 22, it says, and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide.
Yes.
As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided.
Yeah.
So through the testing, because, you know, if you know the story, Abraham, he did not have to kill his son.
No.
But by faith, he brought him to the place which God directed him to go. But he also had assurance because when the son said, you know, look, I see this, I see that. But where's the lamb for the burnt offering? In verse 8, it says, Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. So Abraham, he had a confidence, even though he didn't have all of the information yet.
The answer.
He couldn't see the whole picture in its totality, but he knew that he had a promised son from God. And he knew that his seed was going to be multiplied as the stars of heaven. And he knew all of these things. So it would not make sense for Isaac to be ended, his life to be ended, to be cut short. So in the midst of the trial, what did Abraham learn? He learned for himself that the Lord will provide. He learned that for himself. So through the trial, he learned something for himself. It was added onto him now. He knew God in another way. He had a higher expectation now for God. How did he learn it? Through the trial, through the test, he was able now to come to this point where he calls this place, the Lord will provide. Yeah. I know God as a provider.
And sometime when we are going through the test, we think God is absent. Don't interpret every trial as God absent.
Or he's trying to get us.
Yeah, are you getting you? Are you good enough? Instead, Just see it mm-hmm. as God in the classroom. Mm-hmm. See it. The teacher's mm-hmm. always in the classroom for mm-hmm. the test. Just see it. The teacher's not giving you the test and gone on vacation. Mm-hmm. Teacher, and he's not there to get you. Mm-hmm. The teacher gives you the test mm-hmm. because he wants to see how good or not. How is your development? That's what I'm looking mm-hmm. for. Mm-hmm. He wants to see how much is your development. Mm-hmm. God wants to see how much our faith has been developed. Mm-hmm. And we get it from James. Let faith have its what? Perfect work. Mm-hmm. So we don't lack anything. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good. Because a lot of times we don't have because we don't continue to pursue.
Yeah.
We instead turn toward fear
yeah.
instead of continuing in faith. So when we continue in faith, then we're able to obtain that which God already has for us. You know, a lot of times the things that we're complaining about and the things that we're lacking is because we're not on the path of faith.
That's
we're
right.
on the path of fear.
Yes.
And we've turned the corner too soon.
Come on, that's
and
good.
And we haven't made it yet
that's
to
good.
The provision because we turned aside by distraction or we turned aside to an inferior resource instead of continuing to pursue the source.
Yes. So it's not God doesn't leave you mm-hmm. because he already says, I will never leave you mm-hmm. and I will never forsake mm-hmm. you. So God is always there, mm-hmm. but he wants to see how much we have developed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, we are surrounded by so great a cloud mm-hmm. of witnesses. Mm-hmm. Let us lay aside mm-hmm. every weight that so easily beset us mm-hmm. and let us run looking unto God. The author and the finisher of our faith. I hope I'm quoting that right.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at mm-hmm. the scripture. But think about that. God is there. He's mm-hmm. never going to leave us mm-hmm. because I'm going through the test, Pastor
mm-hmm.
Die.
Mm-hmm.
Who should I look to? God.
Yeah.
Looking unto God. He's the author. And he's what? The finisher of what? Our faith. Mm-hmm. Take it from there.
And in verse 1, where you're quoting, it says, let us run with endurance the race. So, you know, when you're thinking just about physical athletics, people are looking for, coaches looking for endurance.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to complete the task at hand? They're not going to put the guy who could barely lap, you know, run the little 10 little yards, they're not going to put him in at the big time, big climax of the game where they need a big run.
No,
they're putting in the one who can endure.
Yeah.
Is there anything different in the muscle or in the anatomy? No, but one can endure because they've practiced. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM WMIE.